This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Abby Koester joins us this morning from the Children's Museum of Illinois. Abby, thank you for being with us. I hope you're doing well. I haven't talked to you for a long time. How are things going? And more importantly, when are you going to be reopening?
Hi, good morning. Well, thank you for letting us come on and chat. We're doing good. We're doing all right over there. You know, we've been closed for well over a year, and we are so excited to be reopening this month.
All right. So give me the details of what you can about what that means and when people can start enjoying the Children's Museum of Illinois again.
Yeah. So we are reopening to the public on Friday, April 23rd. And things will look a little bit different. You know, we're following all of the state guidelines to make sure that we're reopening safely. So we prefer people to pre-purchase tickets, and we have timed ticketing spots. So you pick a time to come and play, and then we are going to clean, rotate all of our exhibits, close down, and then reopen for another timed entry for play. So pre-purchase your tickets, you can come and play, and we'll make sure everything's safe and good for you.
Okay, talk to me about the guidelines that will be in place when someone shows up. You know, they can go online, I'm assuming, at cmofil.org. That is the website. They register for a time, and then they show up. Masks are required, all of that. Walk me through the guidelines.
Yeah, so whenever you purchase your tickets, you're basically saying that you'll follow all of these guidelines. There's a small questionnaire about your health, like you see whenever you go into doctor's offices or other places like that. You'll show up. We'll take your temperature of everyone in the party. We do ask that everyone wear masks, everyone 2 and older, and it does need to be worn over the nose and the mouth. We will require that for visiting. We have increased all of our cleaning. All of our staff is getting retrained on all of our new materials and cleaning. We have 4 sets of every single toy in our facility. So we're rotating our toys between the time ticketing. We're cleaning everything that we can think of. And, you know, it'll be perfectly safe and wonderful. And we just can't wait to have kids and families back in the museum.
I also noticed that your grand reopening is made possible by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, and Kevin and Sue Brahaney. So you've got your sponsors that are still involved. But, man, it's been a tough year for you guys. If there's other people that want to help, businesses or groups, I am sure that you could use the donations and use the fundraising to keep things going.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone is interested, you know, we're sponsoring some of our other months and some other things that we've got going on. I have a nice sponsorship menu, so if anyone is interested, they can contact me at the museum, and I will help them out.
All right, and then what will those hours of operation be? Did you say April 23rd? Is that the date that the reopening will be taking place?
Yep, we are only going to be open on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays for the time being. And then if we get more people in, we'll open it to Thursdays. We have a capacity of 100 people because of the guidelines. So that's why we're doing all of the time ticketing and everything. So Friday, April 23rd is our first day. We're open from 9:30 to 4:30. And then you'll just have to pick one of the time blocks that we have during that day. And on Sundays, we're open from noon until 4:30.
Okay, so Fridays and Saturdays, that's 9:30 to 11:30, then noon to 2, and then 2:30 to 4:30, and then on Sundays, noon to 2, and then 2:30 to 4:30. So I would also, is there a way that people, I mean, obviously they buy their admission, but is there a way that people can make a donation, an extra donation, if they want to help the cause while they're there starting the 23rd?
Yeah, you know, there's actually a little convenient little button that you can click whenever you're purchasing your admission tickets for a donation. We do have a donation button on our website where you can make a larger donation if you want. And we're also starting to sell memberships again. So if you had a membership in March of 2020, your membership is still good for the remaining period of time on your membership. But you can purchase a brand new membership if you'd like today, and that also helps us out quite a bit.
All right, cmofil.org is the website. Abby, I'm so happy for you guys. I know it's been a very, very tough year. Best of luck to you, and we can't wait till the 23rd and see kids running around and being able to enjoy the Children's Museum of Illinois. Nick, that's just, it's great news. I mean, you know, from the very beginning of this thing, you know, the virus has picked what the virus has picked, right? I mean, it spreads out, and some of these organizations have just been decimated, including the Children's Museum.
Yeah, you know, the beauty of the Children's Museum, you know, pre-pandemic was to be, you know, full of kids and families kind of, you know, crammed in there in these tight spaces, enjoying all these different things together and at one time. And you're right, it's not anything that they did wrong or anything. It has everything to do with, you just can't have that many people crowded together. But their idea of spacing it out via, you know, play times is a recipe that I've seen with other businesses where they bring in X amount of people that they can safely accommodate, shut it down for a little bit, get it all reset and do it again. It makes perfectly sense, perfectly good sense. And it's a real good opportunity for them to kind of get the ball rolling again until we get to where we need to be.
Yeah, and they have, fortunately for them, the square footage,
they do have the space,
you know, to be able to do that. So very happy, very excited for Abby and the entire crew there. It's just one of the great experiences that we have here in Macon County, and a must-see. And if you haven't, for whatever opportunity, been out there to see the Heroes Hall, you know, which I feel like I this whole year, we haven't been able to kind of see those things that we enjoy so much. So it's kind of like brand new all over again.
No, that's a very good point. They've added so much stuff through there. And I know they were changing around some of their displays as the pandemic was coming on board. So there literally will be new things that you haven't seen or a configuration that you haven't seen. So I'm pretty excited to get back there. I love that place.
Absolutely. It is just a gem in our community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.